You're listening to the Power Word Gold Podcast, bringing you the latest tips, tricks, and strategies for making gold in World of Warcraft. I'm your host, Flux, and now, on with the show! Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Power Gold Podcast, episode number 17. It is Saturday, August 27th, 2011. I'm your host, Flux, along with our co-host, Joaquin.
As always, let the force be with you. What?
Quit moving your microphone, Jiminy Christmas. No, I'm just joking. So, Joaquin is with us as well. It's just the two of us.
Just the two of us, you and I.
All right, so we are excited to be back. We are excited. It's been about a month and a couple weeks since July 19th, since the last time we had a podcast. As always, if you'd like to read about gold making tips, you can find us at powerwordgold.net. You can follow us on Twitter at powerwordgold, facebook.com/powerwordgold. We're also on Google Plus, and you can find that link on powerwordgold.net. And what else? We're on iTunes, and that's pretty. Twitter's pretty much the best way to get a hold of us. But we do appreciate people that like us on Facebook and circle us on Google Plus. Although Google Plus, it's interesting, but not as interesting. It's like going to take a while, I think, before people really start to get into the groove of Google Plus. But we're there. Let's see, Joaquin, how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter. I haven't lately been doing much on Twitter because I haven't had anything important to say. I would say that when we don't have the podcast up and our gems and cliffs prices are like so pathetic that I can't even bother doing them. So I haven't had anything to say since our podcast was on vacation for a while. So anyways, my Twitter is Joaquin, which is J-O-K-I-N-E-E, which majority of the listeners, of course, know, but it doesn't have much content. But sometimes when new patches come and other stuff, I have something to say, I will write about it. So, little tips, and if you have something to say, just mention me, and I probably answer.
Awesome. And plus, if you want to give him beer money, that's where you can get a hold of him and give him beer money. Joaquin was telling me his first world problems, that he didn't have any more beer. So, so Twitter is actually one of the better ways to get a hold of me. Like I said, again, at Powered Gold. Throughout our blogging break, for those of you that don't know, back in July, I was getting ready to move. So that combined with every once in a while, I like to kind of just step back and, do other things for a little while, do what it needs to do so that we can keep going with the blog and the podcast. But Twitter has been a good constant source of contact with the community throughout the time I've been gone from blogging. But I'm back, as any of you who have been following the blog know. There's been posts starting to come back up, so the blog is coming back up as well. It's waking up, and so you can always get a hold of us on Twitter. Oh, the last way you can get a hold of us is at the bottom of Powered Gold is a little bar called the Meebo bar, and it has like things like RSS, Twitter, liking it, but it also has a little segment that says chat with Powered Gold now. And if you click on that and we're online on our signed into our Meebo, then you can chat with us directly that way. And And then let's go ahead and get into our first segment. which is what we've been doing in gold making this week. And actually, I'm going to kind of extend it back a little bit, even what we've been doing in gold making for the last month and a half. But I did get some things about what I've been doing recently as far as, you know, my sales information. So I'm going to go ahead and start that off with what I've been doing. I guess you could call this what I've been doing in gold making since I've been on blogging break. Since it's not been like my main focus, you know, of just as when I get on blogging break, I just do the gold making if and when I can, when the mood catches me. Not, you know, it's not like my everyday I'm shuffling kind of thing.
Shut up. You need to get a new song. Sing Friday or something. I think that's classic.
No, I'm just saying, it's my turn or whatever her second one was that she came out with.
It's my moment. My moment. Actually, I would sing
flying high.
I think I would sing it better than she does. It's true that the no auto-tune version.
That's fake.
You're just a fanboy.
It's from break.com. It's fake. All right.
You're just a fanboy.
I know. I'm a fanboy. Hey, but you know the girl that's in her video with the purple or the pink dress that's in the back, the dancing girl?
Yeah.
She followed me back on Twitter.
Wow.
So awesome. There you go. Thanks, Benny Kinkle, for following me back. Let's see. Okay, so here's just a few things that I have been making gold on in the last week. Volatile Airs have been really good to me. Over this whole break, Volatile Air has been really good. I've been selling them for no less than 27 gold a piece, sometimes a lot of times 29 gold a piece. And I think this is mainly just due to the fact that not a lot of people are keeping the supply up. And so even if there's maybe 10 or so sellers that are at 20 gold or 19 gold, I still keep mine at 29 gold, and I sell them in stacks of 5, 10, 21. I do a bunch of different stack sizes, but all around the same price. And actually, I come back, and those have been selling quite well. Surprisingly, a handful of obsidian bolts and a handful of copper bolts still sell. Not surprisingly, I mean, I'm happy. I think it's because I'm the only one that does it, but I think they're selling for various reasons, like pets and stuff.
What is love?
I'm trying to see what this says here, but I don't even know what this is.
What?
I don't know. I'm reading my handwriting, but I can't. Stats Mighty Chest has been selling all right. I think this is meant to say glyphs. A few glyphs. Unleashed Lightning actually has sold a bunch of them for like 75 gold. So, I mean, I don't do any other glyphs, but mainly that one glyph because it's still relatively new. People are still picking it up. Black Fallows a little bit here and there. But I've been doing my own collecting for Volatile Life. I have a limit on how much I'll spend on Volatile Life, and it's 9 gold. Like, once it gets above 9 gold, I don't pay for it anymore.
Yeah, our Volatile Air is 9 gold.
Yeah, so my Volatile Air is 29 gold, and my...
You're going robot.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, now it's fine.
I am a robot. Yeah, I got a new internet provider, so...
By the way, I just noticed that I could watch TV while we speak. Just
joking.
My computer is the picture is showing in my TV screen because we watched some movies yesterday, and now I actually posted a picture on my Twitter how my so-called PlayStation is at the moment. It's pretty horrible. Don't try this at home. You might get injured.
Yeah, you're going to get some repetitive stress injuries or some carpal tunnel or something. Let's see. That's, basically, so the basics of what I've been doing in gold making is the things that I do every day. Oh, pets. That's what that word is. Pets. Dalaran pets have been selling at least probably about 10 a week or something for about 175, sometimes up to 200 gold for the Dalaran pets, which is the calico cat, the albino snake, and the, not the calico cat, the obsidian hatchling, and I think, yeah, the albino snake. Anyway, the ones that are sold right there in Dalaran. And so those have been selling well. Not a ton of like groundbreaking gold making, just doing my kind of usual thing. I haven't been doing any gems. I haven't been doing any glyphs.
You're lying. You just said you did a glyph.
Well, glyph of unleashed lightning. But I had those already made ahead of time. I haven't been replenishing anything new except for volatile air. So the biggest gold making habit I have is going and farming 60 volatile life and then transmuting 4 of those into air. And then that's pretty much what I'm doing. So, I mean, because I haven't been, like, trying to pump up my gold balance or anything, it's just things that I've been doing. What about you, Joaquin? What have you kind of been doing here and there to make gold throughout the last...
Oh, yeah. Our red gems, 40 gold each. I don't bother to do elementum shuffle to get, like, 10 gold per... stack and 10 gold profit per stack, and I need to transmute and other stuff. The demon's eyes don't sell anymore. The ember topazes don't sell anymore. They used to go for 40. Now they're like less than 20 and nobody buys them. And red gems, 40 gold. Glyphs are still bad like they used to be. So, well, I did some Dark Moon cards. I had 2 tsunamis, 4 volcano, 2 hurricane, and 1 earthquake. Earthquake went for 2k. I was pretty happy about it. I thought I would get less than 1,000. Well, hurricanes went for 3.5, volcano 4 to 5, tsunami 9 to 10. And herbs are less than 20 gold per stack here. And I have very cheap volatile life, which means less than 1 gold, still less than 1 gold. Sometimes I, if there's not many big stacks, I just buy the cheap stacks and reset the price, and I sell some for 3 gold each. And I've been flipping some of the, well... Mainly, I flipped actually 2 of those new strength trinkets, which dropped from trash. They buffed it, and they nerfed the solo farming. So, because, I don't know, what did they do? I think they decreased the drop rate or something on those hounds or scorpions. I don't know which ones, but anyways, they're harder to farm alone, and I bought 2 of those trinkets for 21k and sold them both for, and this is what I got after the auction house got 27k, so free 6k from each one of those. Actually, it took a few days to sell one, but it was pretty non-risky investment because the trinket is so good after the buff. They actually buffed the proc, like they almost doubled it. It used to be 308, now it's like 508.
What's the name of the trinket, do you know offhand?
Yeah, something like Altor Abak, I don't know how to say it. Something Arabian or something. I don't know.
And it's, do you know what the item level on it is? Or about
378, I think.
Okay. Let's just see if I can find it.
Yeah, it's the strength trinket, which stacks above up to 5. And once you use it, you get either haste, crit, or mastery. It chooses the one which you have the most for 508 per 1 stack. And you can collect 5 stacks. That's pretty neat for PvP. Well, not for warrior, because warriors don't need any other stat but strength and expertise, like I'm in doing podcast. What? Say what?
Let's see. Hold on a second. I'm looking it up right now to see. It looks like it might be called.
Yeah, it has the letter AZ first, I think.
Okay. Go ahead and keep chatting.
Flux is horrible. What? Yeah. Anyways, I think that's pretty much it. The Dark Moon cards, keep eye on them. I think, I'm not sure, but I think before you get full HC raid loot, the Volcano Trinket is still the best. I'm not sure, is it the best for anyone, any caster class, even with the HC Fireland Trinkets, but it goes pretty well. Tsunami is still best in slot PvP healer trinket because it's pretty much the only solid regen trinket. And Earthquake is just bad, but I don't know what kind of people buy it. It's just horrible, but it goes, so. Hurricane. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Hurricane is pretty decent because they buffed the proc, and I think the Volcano and Tsunami are the center of doing Dark Moon cards, but I suggest that if you make Dark Moon cards, don't bother if you don't make more than like 100 cards or something. Mm-hmm. You cannot trade with anyone, nobody makes them anymore, but if you're lucky enough, then you can probably make less if you find somebody to trade the cards with, because nobody does them. There's none at 8 auction house, so you kind of like, oh well, there is, but they're over expensive, like 2k per card. Who pays mm-hmm. 2k cards? So
does that mean that you can sell your duplicate cards for a somewhat decent price for anybody else trying to pick them up? Or
well, few hundred.
Okay.
Like 200, I sold few for 200, but they move very slow, but it doesn't matter because the amount of profit you get, I think I get 20 spare cards at the moment,
mm-hmm.
and not any deck are near. I think not any complete deck. Yeah. I think I have few of those cards, which I have like 5, and it's just stupid that the RNG is something like broken. I don't know, because sometimes you have like 7 of one kind and you miss like 3. One some other kind, so you get 3 decks. I remember having that like a few months back. It's pretty annoying, but
you have really cheap Volatile Life on your server though, right?
Yeah, the Volatile Life used to be the most expensive part of doing those cards. Now when they practically don't cost anything, it's pretty cheap. I think if one stack of herbs is 1.5 Inferno Inks, because you get one Inferno Ink per Whiptail stack or Twilight Jasmine stack, plus you get 5 to 6 or even 7, I think, Black Fallows per stack of herbs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you count it, you need 10 Inferno Inks per card. That means you need about, I would say, would it be 7? I think it's fair. Yeah, 7. Okay. 7 stacks plus on my server you need 30 Volatile Lives,
mm-hmm.
and 30 Volatile Lives are less than 30 gold for me, my server. And the herbs are about 16 gold per stack, and you need 7 stacks. So let's count.
You said it's 16 for a stack of herbs?
Yeah, 16 gold.
Yeah, so 16, that's 46. You said 16 times, you said 7?
Yeah.
So you got 112, and then you said 30 gold for, so 142 gold per card.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at it. 30 life on my server is 270 gold.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't bother, but that's my funny. Server, I'm pretty lucky once that the prices are low, because even if you had high Darkmoon card prices, I wouldn't make them, because you get so many spare cards, which you pretty much can't move anywhere. For me, it's not a problem, because for, I think, the first two volcanoes which sold were... like covering the costs pretty much. So
yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, this is a perfect example of how your server is important for your gold making advice, like whether you follow it or not, because in this situation you have a perfect market to make them, whereas my server, it's, I might actually end up losing it. So if I just blindly follow somebody saying, oh, Darkmoon cards are good, which they could be, like you said, you know, you've watched the market, you know that there's not a lot out there right now. They're still really good, and you can make them cheap. But in my case, maybe it's not true. So always use your brain to figure out.
Mm. Yeah, I think the biggest reasons why they are good to make at the moment is not many people make them anymore. They're so cheap. Even if you got a lot of spare cards, they pretty much didn't cost much. So you ain't gonna lose much, even you end up with like 20 spare cards. So for me, and for my luck, all the items which I need to make Darkmoon cards are cheap, and they go pretty well. There's not much competition, and two of those trinkets are actually best in slot or near best in slot for some few classes. So,
okay, so I think I got. Is it called the Apparatus of Khazgarath?
Yeah, Arabian.
Khazgarath. That's not. Yeah. That's.
Yeah.
That's dwarf. That's not.
Yeah, Arabic. I'm just racist. What? No, I'm not a racist.
Oh, it got like lightning coming out around here, it looks like.
I bet people will now start sending email to you like, Chokin is a racist.
Because he like. Says something sounds Arabic?
Yeah. Yeah, and I just said that I'm a racist.
Okay, I'm going to read this 2-star review of the podcast. And the only reason I'm reading this, I'm not trying to feed trolls, but the only reason I'm reading this is because I don't agree with what they said. And if you guys out there listening to the podcast right now don't agree with what they said, take time.
I just think he should had to explain it, because he...
Well, let me finish. I haven't even read it yet, Joakim.
Yeah.
So I went to check for 5-star reviews on the show on iTunes. So I'm going to go ahead and read this. This is from KShay29. The review is called Needs, Structure, and Quality with 2 stars. All right. I think Flux is okay, and he is sincere in what he is trying to make, and that he is trying to make a good podcast, but it's not. This podcast is simply not very good or very informative. The structure is lacking completely, and I flat out cannot understand the Norwegian at all. There are so many good podcasts out there that I have no time for this one. So
yeah, so I'm a Norwegian now. I think I could say exactly the same thing about a structure and information about his post. He gives us no information why the structure is bad. He gives no real content in his hate, so-called hate mail or whatever it is.
He still gets
that's how I feel. Yes. Yeah, but that's how I feel. He doesn't. He calls us. Well, he can have his opinion. It's not my problem if he doesn't like.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if he doesn't like it and he wants to post, I think that didn't sound like a troll, because it's not not making me rage, or he's just a bad troll. Anyway, if he wants to post that, don't listen to this because it doesn't have structure or real information, I think he should explain why and not post like against his own. He calls us not to have information in our podcast and no structure when he ends up posting something which has no information and structure.
Don't worry,
Joaquin.
Don't worry. He can't even understand you, It doesn't matter what you say. You can say whatever you want. No, the point I was going to make for anybody out there who's listening to the podcast and doesn't agree with KShay29 that our podcast is not, that, quote, this podcast is simply not very good or very informative, unquote, go ahead and go on to iTunes and give us some reviews and give your own feedback, and so people can have other perspectives. Now, granted, there is some 5-star reviews that say stuff like, this show is like the other Great Gold podcasts and with its own flavor. You make me laugh at times and give me good advice. Keep it up. So there is anyways. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't want to say that everyone should like this, but if you want to post about not liking it, I think you should say something informative on, or be a real troll. At least be a real troll.
This podcast is vaporware. That's all you have to say. Yeah. This podcast is vaporware. All right. So I think, do you got anything else for this first part?
Yeah. I think he's a stupid American because they're only people who whine about bad English, and I don't even talk bad English.
Of bad English, I'm not gonna. I didn't even go into how many grammatical mistakes he made on his comment. So I'm not going there. All right. Well, that I think is going to wrap it up for the that's for the podcast. No. That's it for the first segment. We're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we'll go into the main topics of the show. So we'll be back in just a second.
Hello there, this is Rules again, recording very early in the morning, so I apologize, but I want to start out by saying many thanks for the last show. I did listen and heard all of the props and everything, and I do apologize about not getting anything in. Flux knows I had some technical difficulties at the time. We won't discuss that. It was actually because my beat-up old microphone was stuck in the off position, apparently, and I didn't notice. Anyways, for Jimmy, I looked up some Warcraft 2 sound files, and the namesake of our server is actually pronounced Torellion, not Torellion. So sorry for the hick pronunciation before, I guess. I also do believe I owed Jimmy a built that dirty south. Anyway, this week mogging is on everyone's mind. My rogue is getting the assassination set. That's the level 70 dungeon set for rogues, if you care. But in relation to actual gold making, I think this is going to be more stale than people actually realize. What I am thinking about for the next patch is the news that this is apparently the final raid patch with Deathwing and everything for Kata. This means that I guess my tip is to look for other major changes like epic gems. I also predict chaos orbs going BOE like they did last expansion. Massive fast farming of dungeons can mess up the enchanting market, and you know, the whole list of other changes that go along with the late expansion period. That's it for this week, but I did notice everyone else always giving out their social media info, and I never have, so I guess you can find me on Twitter @formerruling, no spaces or underscores or anything, just formerruling. I don't post anything really at all, but you can get on there and let me know if you want to see more of me doing crazy funny things, or even if you just want to talk about how my voice hurts your ears or sounds like the old pedophile on Family Guy. Anyway, I'll see y'all later, and great show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Power Gold Podcast, episode number 17. I'm your host, Flux, along with our co-host, Joe Keen.
Yes, yes.
Who was so excited that he found a full Coke that he forgot he had.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's out of zigzags and beer, so he can only keep one of his bad habits going at a time. Okay, so the first part of the segment, I'm just going to be going over a little bit about what I've been doing, like, personally. I don't generally tend to get personal on the podcast, but I thought, you know, people might be interested. So, like I said a little earlier, so we moved apartments. So that happened. So that was not ever a pleasant experience, but was relatively, looking back on it, was relatively painless. But now we're in the new digs, new internet connection. Still have some boxes, but not as bad as before, and so we're all settled in here, but we actually got a two-bedroom apartment. We had a one-bedroom apartment, so now we have an office, which is pretty nice. So thank you, Joaquin, for adding your commentary.
I'm sorry, I didn't have a mute.
No, it's okay. Let's see what I've been doing. When I go on these breaks, like this one was like a month and a week or month and 2 weeks, I always, since I'm not doing as much gold blogging, I also tend to like work on side projects or start side projects. Much like Maynard from Tool, you got to keep your main band, you know. He does the band Tool, but he also does the band Perfect Circle, and he also does the band Pussifier, Pussifer. So, but you always got to focus on your main thing. So, my main focus is going to be gold making, unless some crazy thing happens and the internet explodes or it just completely disinterests me, which I don't think is going to happen. But I have about 4 or 5 side projects going right now as far as blogging goes. And if you are on Power Word Gold, you'll notice a new little thing in the sidebar that says our other blogs, and there's 5 of them listed here. Warcraft Looks, which is at warcraftlooks.blogspot.com, and this one is says uncovering great armor, weapon, and outfit looks for your World of Warcraft character. So that one is a site dedicated to just armor and weapons and that look cool in World of Warcraft, and that's going to tie into the transmogrification, which I'm going to talk about in a second. The other one I have is Diablo 3 for Profit, which is diablo3forprofit.blogspot.com, and that one is basically going to be my avenue for exploring how to make real money in Diablo 3. A lot of us that make gold in World of Warcraft, you know, would like at some point to, if we could make real money. So Diablo 3 is going to introduce that. So that one's going, not a lot going on there now, but it's ready to go as more information comes out. The other one we have is Unicorn Bomb, which is at unicornbomb.com. And that one is for non-WoW-related game stuff, media stuff, anything like movies, music, games, anything that I have interest in blogging about. I've done some live streams on there. I've done some other games and Minecraft and stuff. So that's that one. Tramrats Podcast, which I know people have been asking about. We have a show recorded that's a month and a half old now, or 2 months old now, that will hopefully get out. And then there's the last one called ButcherBot, which is butcherbot.blogspot.com, and that one's going to be a general World of Warcraft blog. So, The number one one that I'm working on now is Warcraft Looks. I've started putting posts up, and that's probably what I'll be doing side by side with Powered Gold for the next little while. Because of the next thing that we're going to talk about, which is transmogrification. Actually, I just got an alert on my iPhone. I got an email that says, Undermine Journal, Aegeus of Stormwind is available on the auction house for 119 gold. So, why do I have this? Because of transmogrification. So, this is the... Maybe not a huge gold maker. I think it will actually be... Not even if it's not a huge gold maker, I think it will be a very interesting gold making opportunity. I've written about this a lot on the blog, actually I'm just going to go into that right now. I'm going to kind of change up the format. So instead of doing posts of the week, I'm just going to do a few posts about it that I put up recently so that people listening can find out what's going on. So. As soon as my website loads here. Okay, so the first one I did was called, this is August 19th, Transmogrification Profit and You. This was right when the announcement of transmogrification came out. And for those of you that don't know or haven't been keeping up with the news, basically in 4.3 they're going to allow you to take one item and make it look like another item. So for me, like any... old armor that you have, like a tier set or something that you really like the way it looks, you can change your current armor to look like your old armor. So it's pretty awesome. It's what a lot of us have been asking for about customizing our characters. You know, everybody complains like, you know, all the characters look the same. You know, every person in the same tier looks the same. So they've basically given us the... ability to change the way our armor looks. And I wrote a post about how there's going to be a market now for certain items in the game that look really cool for selling them on the auction house. That was just an initial one, and I got it out there. And actually, I had a really insightful comment by a guy that calls himself Keelhaul. He does design analysis and that kind of stuff as a business. So he's been... Me and him have been chatting back and forth, and he's actually written a few guest posts for Powered Gold. The next one was called Determining the Value of Mogging Items Time. This is on August 24th, and this one essentially said that how hard something is to get. I mean, it sounds simple, but how hard an item is to get is going to help determine the value of it, along with, you know, the looks of it. And so... That was his first, let's see, hold on a second. That was the first article on Powered Gold that he kind of did a guest post. And then the next one is BOE Shields, an analysis of what might sell post patch 4.3. That one's a little bit of a tongue twister. And this one was really great because he essentially broke down all the BOE shields in the game that were blue. And he put them on this grid of how much unique it look, or how much organic it looks versus how much angular, how much introverted versus extroverted. It's really cool. Go check the article out. I'm not going to go into it all right here. But essentially, he made a list of the five shields that he thought were going to be possibly the most valuable in the use for transmogrification, meaning to change it, or mogging, as I'm going to like, call it. The Skull Flame Shield, the Force Reactive Disc, the Northern Barrier, the Titan Shield Wall, and the Aegeus of Stormwind. So, Skull Flame Shield, of course, is the one that has a flaming skull on it. That's an epic world drop from Vanilla. Force Reactive Disc is actually an engineering-only item, so you have to be an engineer to wear it, but you don't have to... It's not BOP, so you can actually sell it. That one looks like a gear turning around. It's pretty cool. And then there's actually one similar to it in Marudan that you can get that's got more of a clockwork teeth around it. Northern Barrier is the looks like something from Olden, but it's Olduar, but it's like a face, like an old guy's face, like a dwarf face with cool stuff on it. Yeah, saying these in the podcast doesn't really make as much sense because it's like, and then the Titan steel shield wall, which is a pretty common shield that was used in Wrath of Lich King, that has a pretty cool look to it. And then the last one is the Aegis of Stormwind. So that one has the actual crest from Stormwind on it. And so you can go to the article and see why he picks these particular shields as potential good sellers. But what I ended up doing was going on the Undermine Journal and setting up alerts that if the item available was above zero, to send me an alert. So I'm starting to pick up a few of these items here and there, and generally they're not that expensive, but I think that they might become a little bit more expensive after. So that kind of led me to start that second website, which is about the way things look in World of Warcraft, and which is warcraftlooks.blogspot.com. And actually, I did an article on Warcraft Looks yesterday that went into more detail about the shields and actually has really nice screenshots and some animated GIFs about what the different items kind of animate for the shields especially. So transmogrification, like I said, is something that's really interesting. Joaquin, what were you saying that you thought about it? Because you hadn't... What were you going to...
Well, first of all, maybe next year should explain how they look and take them. It would take like the next 2 years. Okay, start now. Explaining how the shields look. Oh, no. Yeah, I don't really care about the looks. Maybe because I have super ugly troll characters as my mains, I'm probably just gonna tune their gear so it's looking like super stupid and something like that.
No, I actually think that's pretty good. Let me, let me show you this. I don't know if you saw this. I'm going to give you this link really quick, Joaquin. This is what I'm working on for... I built looks on my rogue a long time ago, just for going around town. But if you look at this picture here, this is... and actually, for those of you that are listening to the podcast, it's a picture of my rogue in what I call the workshop gear. She's got goggles that are like engineering goggles. She's got a shirt that has like suspenders and a white like work shirt. She's got just really simple shoulder pads, brown boots, brown gloves, blue pants, and just some really simple like kind of daggers. And basically she looks like she should be working on like a some sort of goblin construction project or, you know, invention or something like that. In a workshop. Oh, that's what it's called, workshop. So this, what this goblin looks like right here could actually be what you could look like at level 85 in full tier raid gear. Because you can change the looks to anything you want.
Yeah, just because you can. I'm going to make my trolls ugly. Like your rogue.
Are you going to find the best... If you want to make them ugly, you should find the best encourage. Like really purple and pink encourage.
I don't know, something stupid like, yeah, you know the rope from the Akira or whatever it is.
Encourage?
Yeah, the pink rope. It's just so ugly.
Awesome. Awesome. So
my friend sometimes wears it on his warrior. It's just, I don't know, maybe it was cool back then because it was unique, but I think it's ridiculous.
No, Encourage items were really crazy. It was like someone puked sherbet ice cream all over everything and with bug parts and everything like that. So, but I think that for gold making, I think that the stuff Keelhaul's doing, like he has another article coming out probably before this podcast is released about two-handed axes. Finding out which bind on equipped two-handed axes have unique looks and popular and might be popular for buying and reselling. And so I think over time there's going to, you know, the thing is like on one hand, everything's so personalized, like everybody's got their own taste and I understand that. So it might be hard like pinpointing what items may or may not, you know, work for this. But I think that me and Keelhaul are working hard to try to find some, you know, some interesting items that that might do well. I picked up, like, for example, I've been looking through, for not necessarily gold making, but it kind of relates to gold making, I've been looking through a lot of different sets that are available for justice points to see, like, what are shoulders and headpieces, what do they look like, which ones look cool, like, which ones can you add stuff to make interesting items and interesting looks. One of them that I picked up off the auction house last night was I think it's from Ice Crown. It's a leather chest piece that drops off of, like, gunship or something like that, but it's purple, and it has, it's the one with, like, the rope around the neck, like the gimp suit, basically. If you remember the Rogue set that had, like, the sack over their head with a green eye in the front and kind of spikes on their shoulders, and they had a rope that went around their neck and it was hanging down. On the front of the graphic, it looks like a rope. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, Joaquin.
You're just...
Ice Crown. It's an Ice Crown tier set for Rogues. Anyway, there's a chest piece that looks just like it that's a BOE, so I'm basically picking up these items and possibly that are worth selling for people that want to change the way they look. I can tell you're really interested in this, Joaquin, so...
Yeah. No.
Yeah. So yeah. I personally think that it's going to be interesting, and I think as time goes on, gold makers will just add these items into their, you know, snatch lists. If we find out that, hey, if you buy the Crystal Forge, is it Crystal Forge War Axe, you might be able to sell it for 1,000 or 2,000, and you can pick it up for a couple hundred. But eventually, over time, it might, you know, it's just a market that nobody knows anything about because Blizzard has never had this in the game. So having a cool looking two-handed axe didn't mean jack, except for you could carry it around town. Whoopie-doo. All right, so let's go ahead and get onto a topic that might be more interesting to you, Joaquin, which is auction house websites for the EU. Now, this is something that's changed a lot in just 6 weeks. The last time we were talking about this, there was essentially only Auction House Spy had just started putting EU servers onto their Warcraft or WoWTrader.org.uk was still using user submitted data, and the Undermine Journal was still nowhere to be seen. Nowadays, we are a lot better off if you're living in the EU because you don't just have one option, you have three options for how you're going to get some auction house data.
And yeah, or you just start playing on US servers and use Undermine Journal.
Well, that's the thing, you don't have to anymore because Undermine Journal now has EU. It's EU. The website URL is eu.theundermindjournal.com.
Link.
Yeah.
Because it's hard for me to write. You've seen my.
Oh, okay. So here's. I'll link it to you, Joaquin, so you don't have to type it in. But it's eu.theundermindjournal.com. Right now, it's English realms only. But I'm just trying to see if they have Lightning's Blade on there. Oh, Lightning's Blade!
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in the EU, prepare to get jacked by Joaquin.
No. Yeah!
So, for all you EU people, Undermine Journal, personally, is still my favorite. It has a lot of good alerts, like, you know, it's been emailing me, letting me know that, you know, this item's available, that item's available.
There's hot items, and it shows mutton chop, which is requires level 15 and is like normal food. And it's a hot item.
There you go. So check that out but I don't want to forget, just because, you know, so the Undermine Journal is available for EU now. The other ones that are available for EU is ahspy.com. And WoWTrader.org EU.UK. So for all you people out there in the EU who haven't heard yet, get in on the Auction House website action because it is pretty awesome. I think right before our break, Undermine Journal added a lot of alerts, including alerts as far as if your items get undercut, you can set up to track another seller to see if they're if and when they're selling. There's a lot of things there. So,
How do I set the so it alerts me?
Okay, so at the top of the Undermine Journal, there's a it says login, and then it has Google, Yahoo, Twitter, Facebook.
Oh yeah.
So you can would you click one of those icons, and then it will ask for your credentials for either Google, Yahoo, or Facebook, or Twitter. And if you have Twitter, you might use your Twitter. And then it'll set you up. It'll log you into this system. When you search for an item, it will then on that page it will have a. Let me just give you an example. On that page, if you scroll down for a page, like I'm going to do Crystal Forge. Crystal Forged War Axe. Okay, so this is an item I'm tracking. The Crystal Forged War Axe. It's a two-handed axe. It looks really awesome. Oh, and they also got a view in 3D button right inside Undermine Journal, which is awesome. So if you see the icon, it says click icon for 3D view, and you can click the icon, and it'll show you the 3D little render of it. But if you scroll down, it'll say market notifications. Let me actually log in. So you can set different parameters. Like I have mine set to available items is greater than zero, which means as soon as the item comes onto the auction house, I get an alert. You can set it to if this item goes above this price or goes below this price. There's that. There's a lot of those kind of things. So I have.
What do I need to write here?
Have you in your controls for your account, have you set up an email address for it to send the messages to?
But what do I need to write to the market notification box?
I guess it depends on what you want. It'll say notify me when, and then you basically pick what criteria you want it to notify you in. So like.
Yeah, so I just write the item name.
Yeah, first you search for it. Search in the search box for the item. Once you find the page for the item on your server, are you on your Lightning's Blade?
Yeah.
Horde. Okay, then you search for an item. Once you get the item page, you scroll down, and then it'll say market notifications for, and then it'll have your name there, and then it'll have you have no notification set for this item, and now you can say notify me when, and then it has cheapest cost to buy, market price, available buyout quantity.
Do you know, I want to add all the rare mounts. To it, all the BOE mounts. So I just write the name.
You search for the item, and then once you find the item, then you scroll down to the middle of the page for the item and say, "Notify me when the available buyout quantity is over zero."
There's no such thing that search the item. It just.
You're on controls. You're on controls for yours.
What?
What page are you on right now in the Undermine Journal?
Well, it says. Email address, market notifications, seller's notification.
Okay, go to the top. It should say quick realm navigation.
Yeah, it says all realms now.
And does it not have Lightning's Blade EU on there?
No, it doesn't have anything.
Okay, so click on the top where it says Undermine Journal. That'll take you to the main page for the selection of server. And it should still say controls for whoever your name is at the top. Scroll down to Lightning's Blade EU or Lightning's Blade Horde.
Yeah.
And click on that. And now that'll kind of become your... It'll say it at the right under the Undermine Journal should say Lightning's Blade Horde. EU Lightning's Blade Horde. And now you can search for the item. Sorry.
Okay.
So Poseidus, I don't know if I
No, should... Poseidon's, it's always in auction house for 100k or something.
But anyway, so each that's how you'd set up your each one of your alerts is to go to the page. Let's what mount were you gonna search for first or whatever?
I'm gonna add all the TCG mounts.
Okay, so Magic Rooster. Okay, Magic Rooster Egg is one. So when you get to one of the pages, let me know and I'll help you out. Live customer support for the Undermine Journal on Powered Gold podcast.
Hmm. Seems like it has been in auction house. Like today? What?
At the bottom it'll say if it has
or yeah, there's like it says that.
Which item are you looking up?
Reigns of Swift Spectral Tiger.
Okay.
One day, 1 hour ago, last seen.
Yep, so somebody had it up there. R-E-I-N. How do you spell Reigns? Jeez.
So.
So if you're on that if you're on that page now, you go down to the bottom where it says notification market notifications.
Yeah.
And then you click available buyout quantity as the first option, and then
yeah.
Over zero, and yeah. Then you click create, and now it'll create.
So I just leave the zero over and leave the zero.
Yeah, because you want it to be whenever one appears, so yeah. Over zero. But like, let's say you're watching for Reigns of the Poseidus or Poseidus, and you want to see if you'll buy it for under 75,000. You could say cheapest to buy is under 75,000. So there's a lot, all those different options for ways to set stuff up for your alerts. So
yeah.
Like I'm gonna look for my. Notifications, this is what I have. Ichthyrus' Sack of Wonder, which is a BOE purple chest piece that looks like you got a rope around your neck, the Gimp suit. Iron Riveted War Helm, which is essentially the one that looks like a Death Knight helmet. Aegis of Stormwind, Force Reactive Disc, the Northern Barrier, and Titan Steel Shield Wall, all set, basically. To tell me if they show up. Crystal Forged War Axe, Ethereum Nexus Reaver, and Singing Crystal Axe. So, since I've had this set up, and I have it on actually my Horde and my Alliance side, so since I've had this set up, I've gotten Crystal Forged War Axe. Aegis of Stormwind just alerted me right now while we're recording the podcast that it's up. So, I'm going to go pick those up. So it's a really nice way, and I have mine set to my mobile phone number so that it goes right to my mobile phone's email so that I can get notified. At the time, mobile auction house on my iPhone, mm-hmm. So I could get an alert that told me that Aegis of Stormwind, and I could log on to my phone and buy the item off the auction house within, you know, a minute of getting the alert. So it's a fantastic way to do it. I haven't actually learned how to do alerts for competitors or if I'm undercut, because I think you can set a notification if one of your characters is undercut that you get notified. So you don't even have to be watching the auction house anymore to know. You know, I would only really use it for big items, but you don't even have to be in the auction house anymore to know that your item's undercut. You could log on to the mobile auction house and basically, relist your item. So these together are some really... And I know Auction House Spy was doing notifications as well. I haven't looked into those as much anyway. So, yay for all you power users out there in EU. You're going to get some Undermine Journal love. No more complaining. No more bitching.
I can still complain that you had it like last 9,000 years.
Yeah, but now, you know, actually, for those of you who are just getting, for those of you in the EU who are just getting Undermine Journal, there's, if you go to the consortium forums, there are some pre-built snatch lists that they have set up that you can actually import it into the Undermine Journal.
Yeah, but it's not the same than getting a notification on your email.
No. So they have the snatch list already formatted to be imported into Undermine Journal, and you get the notifications. So someone on the consortium forums has already built a predefined list of items, like a bunch of rare recipes, rare items that you might want to pick up. So if you're interested in that, then go to consortium forums and dig around for that. I don't have the link or anything like that, but good.
Maybe we talk about something else.
Yeah.
For a change. Yeah.
Joaquin, this is Gold Making Podcast. We're just here spinning here talking about how people can make gold from the Undermine Journal. So.
No, this is me wanting a mount. What?
No. Basically, that was what I wanted to talk about. So, if you have any questions about the Undermine Journal, I might be able to answer them. You can always send us an email at powerwordgold@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter at powerwordgold, and we'll try to get those answered for you. So, the last thing that I wanted to talk about in this segment was something that I'm excited about, but not really excited about, and that's patch 4.3. So, patch 4.3... we've read, and most people are believing, is actually going to be the last patch of the expansion. It's going to include Deathwing as the boss to kill, and honestly, like, Deathwing as a villain is kind of, like, boring. Like, I mean, come on, like, yeah, they gave us too much of the Lich King. Like, he showed up in your level like 68 zone, and he showed up, you know, again, or 78 zone, and he showed up again, and he showed up again. So it's, but now it's like, besides being killed by Deathwing, you know, like, there's not really much going on. But so patch 4.3, and I know there's is going to be the last patch of the expansion.
Not true. 4.4.
You think 4.4, but the last patch.
Yeah, the last content patch.
Yeah, there'll be before 5.0.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as gold making in patch 4.3, a lot of people are going to do, I mean, you're going to hear, we're going to get a whole nother wave of epic gems, you know, everybody's going to be talking about epic gems, and granted, if there's any official information about epic gems, I will be talking about them as well, but me and you had talked about this before the podcast, Joaquin. There's a chance that there might not even be epic gems introduced in the game.
Yeah, if the next patch is the last one, I think I highly doubt that they will add epic gems, but it's a possibility, so don't take my word so seriously. Actually, never take my word so seriously.
But, I mean, I think if they do introduce them, honestly, looking at the fact that this is the last patch, I think that they will do it in a way that makes them pretty exclusive to raiding, and maybe in the next patch make it more available to everybody at the point where it doesn't matter anymore. They've kind of, I mean, granted, they've eased up on a lot of things over the expansion. The expansion started off very hardcore, I would say. Not as hardcore as, like, vanilla, but, I mean, you know, everything was a lot harder. They eased up. I don't think that they've eased up to the point where it was, like, the end of Wrath of the Lich King face roll, but the tank threat change has pretty much made tanking face roll. So, you know, they've kind of gone back on that. They want tanking to be fun. They don't want it to be hard and all this kind of stuff. But I don't know. I mean, honestly, I think if Epic Gems come, they'll probably, like I said, be maybe in nodes that you mine in raids, or there'll be raid drops. You know, there'll be something that will be for people that need them, which will be people that are doing raids and that kind of stuff. I don't know that initially, at least, there'll be a huge way to make a lot of gold off of them. If you're a raider, obviously, you might be able to do that if you sell them, if you're not using them for your raids. But honestly, as far as, I mean, it was a big speculation early on when I started writing, but I'm not interested in speculating on it until we learn more about it. So I'm not going to tell you to, you know, do one thing or the other as far as Epic Gems. I'm sorry if that disappoints you, but I don't know. I think that this expansion was Blizzard's figuring out how little they could do to get through it to get to the next expansion, because they're really the main thing reason for this expansion was just to redo all of the starting zones to try to make it better. And now, granted, I've been questing and the quests are really awesome. You know, questing from 1 to 60 is way better than it used to be, so that's good for Blizzard and getting new subscribers and everything like that. But for all of us that have been playing, it's, you know, there's just I've been going through a lot of the old Burning Crusade areas as I've been farming gear for my transmogrification outfits, and I love, like, the Burning Crusade just to me was awesome. I mean, it was different, it was unique, it was new areas, it was new stuff, it was new everything, and an expansion that just has like four areas that are different a little bit, but all the rest of it is just kind of the same. Just, yeah.
What?
I'm mad.
Yeah. I can hear it from your voice.
I mean, I've enjoyed the expansion to a certain degree, but not as much as maybe past expansions. But using our same theory about our complaint on our iTunes account, if I'm going to complain about Blizzard doing something, I should make sure I have something to say about what they should do to improve it.
Yeah.
So what they could do to improve it, I would imagine, would just be make it different from what the gamers are already doing. Don't make us go back to Stormwind and Orgrimmar for the next year and a half, because we were already in Stormwind and Orgrimmar for years and years before. At least Shattrath was different. At least we felt like we were out there doing something different. But as far as gold making, new patches always bring new things. So I'm just trying to think of what, since patch 4.2 actually has been live since we stopped the podcast, the few things I've done for gold making have just mainly revolved around doing dailies in Firelands to get engineering patterns, making engineering scopes. I mean, the Firelands dailies really didn't do much as far as gold making for me. The pattern, like the whole true gold thing, I mean, that was all, you know, people started selling true gold at one point, and, you know, yeah, we gotta get creative, Joaquin.
Yeah, I think the vacation, well, didn't help at all.
I would agree with you. I mean, for me, like, you know, but the one thing I have seen is that there hasn't really been much going on in gold making. And I'm not usually the kind of person that likes to say that, because I'm not the kind of person that likes to come on a gold making podcast and be like, I got nothing. You know? Yeah. I mean, if I got nothing, why even do a podcast? But I mean, I think that, you know, as I'm jumping back into it, I have all of this great community out there that's sending in stuff that, you know, we got transmogrification to play around with. That's going to be a whole different metagame. You know, there'll be PvP, PvE, auction house, picking your dress up outfits, going farming old instances, farming old raids, you know, picking just the right thing, at least for those of us like me who like to have just the right set. It'll give people playing the game one extra thing to do. So,
yep.
But that kind of wraps it up for that. So for patch 4.3, we'll get more information as it comes closer and closer. BlizzCon tickets, I guess, went on sale for the movie pass version, like the DirecTV version. We're probably not going to buy them this year. We've had them in the past, but having a Diablo murky or whatever just isn't worth another $80 to us this year.
Money hungry.
Huh?
Money hungry stream.
The money hungry stream. Yeah, I'll get all the information I need. But I think that there's probably a chance that they'll announce information or details about the next expansion at BlizzCon. It would make sense. And then everybody can get excited about the next expansion. And we'll just keep doing our thing. But as far as me and gold making, expect to have a lot of more exciting information about gold making coming out of the podcast. I'm going to be back in the swing of it. So it's summertime. Summertime's always been hard on World of Warcraft players in general, because either some people stop playing or people lose interest or people have lots of other stuff to do. But there's a lot of us that are still playing. So, all right, I think that's going to wrap it up for this segment. Anything else you'd like to add, Joaquin?
Yeah, I'm adding all the mounts to my...
I thought you were just upset. I thought you were just bored, but I see you've been busily working in the background. So, all right, we're going to... Do you want to list off which ones you have been doing so that we know which ones you're looking for?
Yeah, it's pretty much all the BOE mounts.
So if you go to your...
But no Pesetas.
If you go to your controls at the top of your thing and open it in a new tab, it'll actually scroll down. You can see all your notifications. You want to name off what mounts you already have as notifications?
I remember all the mounts.
Oh, okay.
Added. Yeah, but I want a mount. But also, I'm probably going to try to flip it first, because these people underprice these things. They're pretty rare.
It's pretty cool. It actually shows how long ago it's been seen. 1 week, 4 days, one.
Yeah, by the way, if you go to your controls... and you press the Undermine Journal, it opens up a US Undermine Journal, not the EU one. So, happened to me. I already added like 5 mounts, and then noticed that it's a US.
Oh no! I'm on the EU one, and when I clicked EU, yeah, you got to go to eu.underminejournal.com. You can't go to, but I'm mousing over the Undermine Journal right now on the EU, and it goes to eu.underminejournal.com, so...
Oh, for me, it's happened.
Weird.
Yeah, it happens to me. Yeah, I'm in my controls, then I press the big T Undermine Journal,
and
it goes to US one.
But it should keep information. After you use it a couple times, it remembers which servers you've used in the past, so... But I also have bookmarks for my two servers. Like if you go to the server page, it'll say like theundermindjournal.com/?realm=, then it'll have like a dash and then it'll have your realm. If you bookmark that, then you can always go back to your page. But anyways, so now just be aware of which one you're looking at. And actually for the Undermine Journal it's kind of cool because it actually has it has like a little newspaper thing at the beginning where it shows gold blogs, so that's kind of cool.
Yep.
Okay, well let's go ahead and end there for this segment, and when we come back we're going to get into some shout outs, so we'll be back in just a second.
Oh,
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Power Gold Podcast, episode number 17. I'm your host, Flux, along with our co-host, Joe Keen.
Hi.
And so, in this last segment, we're going to be going into shout-outs and a lot of other cool stuff. So, first off, I want to go over recent additions to the World of Warcraft Gold blog directory and kind of give you an update on how that's going. The most recent blogs added to the World of Warcraft Gold blog directory is My English Gold Fountain, which you can find at myenglishgoldfountain.blogspot.com. That's done by a person named Mein Goldbrunnen, and they had previously, or are still doing, a German one called Mein Goldbrunnen, but they have an English version of translation of their blog, which is awesome. AFK Crafting, which is
AFK Crafting.
Well, but it's AFKRAFTING.wordpress.com. So it's AFK Crafting. Yeah, but that's by someone named Brashada. And they're on Twitter at AFK_crafting with a K. And then, let's see who else. Fortune and Fighting. And that is at fortuneandfighting.blogspot.com. That's from Dark Friend. And their Twitter is at darkfriend337. I forgot to mention Mein Goldbrunnen has a Twitter, which is at Mein Goldbrunnen, MeinGoldBrunnen. And let's see, Wow My Way, and that's at wowmyway.com, and that's from Goldie Maker, and that's at Goldie Maker, GoldieMaker. So that's the recent additions to the World of Warcraft Gold Blog Directory, which you can find at Power Gold by clicking on the word direct Gold Blog Directory. If you run a World of Warcraft Gold Blog and you have at least 6 posts, then be sure to send us an email at poweredgold@gmail.com, and we will get that added onto the directory. And then the next one was community gold making milestones. And I wanted to go through a few people who have hit community gold making milestones recently. And it's going to be quite a few just because this is the first time doing it, but I think it'll actually be quite impressive. I'm going to just read off the names of the people. And so I'm going to start off. I'm just going to do a big shot of June and July just because it's the first time ever doing it. So, okay, so for June, gold-making milestones, congratulations to the GIMP who hit 100,000, Gray's BDF who hit 1 million, Nev who hit 800,000, Argo who hit 1 million, Mogul hit 1 million, Daraxis hit 1 million, Fade hit 1 million, and that's in June. Congratulations to those people. Go to powergold.net, click on milestones, and you can find each one of these people has a blog post about hitting their milestone.
Great.
For July, Carthroman hit 1 million, Nev hit 1 million, Texel hit 1 million, Drayden hit 1 million, Steed hit 500,000, I hit 250,000, and that was July. So congratulations to everybody in July. Again, find their blog posts about that. And for August, we have one, which is Camler, who hit 1 million. So congratulations to everybody who's hit a gold-making milestone. If you've hit a gold-making milestone, whether it be 100,000, 200,000, 400,000, whatever, and you have a gold and you have a blog post about it, either on your own gold blog or if you've sent in a submission to Warcraft Econ and they have published it, send us the link to that at poweredgold@gmail.com, and we will get that posted up on the community gold making milestones. So that's pretty cool. Congratulations, everybody. A lot of people hitting 1 million. Congratulations on your gold cap, everybody.
I wish my server would have 300 gold cliffs and even decent priced red gems and not 40 gold each.
Let me look up Inferno Rubies on my server. Inferno Ruby. Let's see. Raw, 131 gold, and cut between 139 and 159. Sorry. Tried to make you mad, bro.
Yeah, I'm jelly.
All right, let's go ahead and get into shoutouts. We got quite a few just because it's been a while, but I'm going to go ahead and bust those out here.
First, go Rebecca ahead. Plack, you're always my idol.
Do you want me to let you do all your shoutouts, Joaquin?
No, you just probably do them all because you put like I think you give a shout-out to every single people in this world.
I try, man. I try. They're the reason that we do this, man.
Yeah.
All right. So, comments from...
But soon this whole show will be just shout-outs.
One long shout-out.
So shout-outs.
I watched the Colbert Report, and there's, like, on the scroll on the bottom of his thing is people that have contributed to a super PAC. So I think about all those names scrolling past. Hey, man, we got to give props to the people that support us because without them, we wouldn't be here. Comments from our episode number 16 blog post, The Ruling, or Their Ruling, if you want me to know how to pronounce that, let me know. Calvin, Gray's BDF, or I should say Gray's BDF, Ralphus, Adolphus, and Hyper, thank you so much for commenting on our last post. So Twitter. Let's go some Twitters. Idor _ Keelhaul, Nev AH Addict, Josh DJX, Gavin Neil Gray, Soko Wow, Gimps Gold. Congratulations, Gimps Gold, on getting GimpsGold.com. That's new. Coleantrix, Fadetastic. Congratulations to Fade on her new blog about called Fade Plays. I don't know the URL right now, but she has a new blog and a new YouTube channel for her playing other games. Lee's with E's, or with threes for E's and an _, the Gold Queen. Daily Blink, Warcraft Econ, Doll Ada 06, S Brian 525, News for Newbies, Overfiend 21. I think that's Overfiend 21. Yes. Here's some Facebook shout-outs for people that have liked us on Facebook. Again, you can like us at facebook.com/powergold, and we post up a lot of our images there first, and, of course, always links to whatever we're doing. Dan, Terosa, Shannon, Sean, Dell, Bill, Jeff, Christina, Rankio, no, Frank. What? Frank? Sorry. Ben, Amar, Jason.
Dude.
I don't know what. I have bad handwriting. It looks like Anna. Oh, sorry. Anna, Albert, Andy. You're like, how can you not know how to say Anna? And Charles, like, Johnny, and Jesper.
I have, like, the same problem, you know. My handwriting is so bad that even I wrote it, I cannot read it sometimes, so it's just pretty.
I'm gonna have to scan my show notes at one point and show everybody how terrible it is. Okay, so then we got Google Plus. You can find our Google Plus link by going to powergold.net and clicking on Google Plus at the top. It takes you to a page that has my name on it, my real name, my quote-unquote real name, because Google Plus is dumb, doesn't allow you to have pseudonyms on there. So until they allow us to have pseudonyms, you're going to have to just know my real name. But anyways, it's lowercase. Lowercase version of my name on Google Plus is for blogging. Let's see here. James, Drea, Kyle, Patrick, LB, Joshua, Deshaun, DE, Shannon, Richard, Paul, Sam, Bill, Lynn, Matt, Scott, David, Sherry, Robert, and Anthony. Thank you, everybody, for circling us on Google+. We do post stuff up there as well. We're still getting the hang of how it all works and everything like that. It's kind of a third wheel right now on the social networking side. Like, Twitter's number one for us, and Facebook's number two, and then Google+ is number three. But if you're interested in seeing our posts on your Google+, you can join that. That's shout-outs. Sorry to anybody that we missed. Again, I just wanted to express gratitude for everybody that has supported us, everybody that's written in while we've been on break asking when's the podcast coming back, and just giving us general encouragement, and it makes us keep doing what we're doing. Right, Joaquin?
Yep, and we are sorry that this episode will be very, very bad.
I knew that this episode was gonna be it was gonna be us just getting back going.
Yeah.
So we're not gonna try to, like, stretch out the time or anything on it. We're not gonna, we've discussed a lot of good stuff. We hope to be able to have another guest with us at some point for our next podcast. But everybody had scheduling conflicts except for Joaquin, and I know it's getting late for you, Joaquin. So I think, actually, without anything else, I think that, let me just double check. I'm going to go over a few posts of the month, and then I think we're going to wrap it up. Does that sound good,
Joaquin? Yeah, sure.
Okay. So let's go over what posts we've had since our last podcast. I said that our last one was on July 19th, and let's see here. So that was, okay. So there's episode. Okay. So there's a few of them here, but I'm just going to go over them. In July, we did a post called my 25K gold milestone interview at Warcraft Econ.
Mm.
Reader question. The Obsidian Shuffle. Why is it called the Obsidian Shuffle? That was a video response I did to them. There's another reader question called, how do I, as a starter, how do I know a good price? And that's another video response. And then if you guys like that, where I'm like on camera answering the questions, let me know. I like it because it's really quick way to get the question out there. Okay, so then we had time management for casual auctioneers. Casual auctioneers by Alizande, also known as the Gold Queen. She did a guest post for us, so check that one out. And then let's see, I have too many tabs going on because, like, on my archive, it doesn't necessarily show. Okay, then we had the ones I talked about: transmogrification, profit, and you. I had a post called "Encouraging Mediocrity." Every day I'm shuffling. This was a post that was a response to a comment that somebody made about how they didn't think that transmogrification was important for gold making and people should just do what they've already done, and I didn't agree. So I didn't lay into them, but I basically just said, I love gold making because it makes me use my brain and think about stuff, and there'll always be ways to make gold. GimpsGold.com launches with a game giveaway. This is what I said. GIMP has revamped his site. It's at gimpsgold.com, and he actually has a contest going on right now where I got to figure out my site. Like, takes a while to load. Okay, so September 10th, the contest ends, so go over to gimpsgold.com. His post is called New Site, New Quest, New Milestone Prizes, and he's giving away 5 free games, which is pretty awesome. So if you're interested in free games, go check that out. And then the 2, determining the value of mogging items and BOE shields, and analysis on what might sell post-patch 4.3. That's what we've been up to. So a lot of good reading material. As always, you can go to poweredgold.net. We have our blog roll set up, so you can scroll down a little bit and get it, or there's a link on top of the site called Blogroll that actually has a Blogroll tied straight into my Google Reader, so you can go there and get information. And the one last thing I wanted to mention was I really got to do something about my site loading. Okay, so as people know, I've talked about this in the past, but I have a free gold guide that's available online. Go to poweredgold.net and click on free gold guide, and you can go to it and it'll have information about all the different trade skills and the main add-ons that you need. But my browser is like so slow right now. Oh, come on, Chrome.
What?
Chrome.
You're weird. Dude, you're weird.
Oh, it says, hold on a second. Apparently Skype was, oh great, Chrome just crashed. Every day I'm crashing. Now it's going to, no. It's like, do you want to restore your tabs? I'm like, no. And, there's something about my blog that I got to fix because it takes a second to load. Okay, so the thing I wanted to mention was that the URL for our guide, if you want to type it into your browser, is pwgguide.blogspot.com. And oh, sorry. PWG guide free.blogspot.com. It's a mouthful. Has had like 23,000 views. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because people, I think, can you find it easily if you Google? I think.
Let's see.
So I think that's what people do when they want some tips. They Google free gold guide.
Yeah, number five.
Okay.
But it's a link to my blog post about it. But, yeah, so, and actually, yep, so, thanks for everybody that uses our guide. We're working on other formats and that kind of stuff for it, and possible way to monetize it, but there'll always be a free version of it. So if you're just getting into gold making, check out the PowerWord Gold Guide Free. And that's pwgguidefree.blogspot.com. But I just thought it was pretty awesome. I mean, it's something we put up. I haven't been doing a ton of work on it, but I was pretty impressed with the number of people that have been actually able to watch it. And it looks like, you know, it's good. It's good. So, all right. Well, I think that that's going to wrap it up. Joaquin, Dark Moon Cards. Transmogrification, you're going to be hearing a lot more about that from my blog as time goes on. So if you have outfits or looks that you're going to try to do, or you already have set up for transmogrification, you can always send me an email at warcraftlooks@gmail.com if you want, with a gear list, if you want to get your outfit listed on Power or on Power Word Looks. I got too many blogs all mixed up. If you want to get your thing listed on Warcraft Looks, send it to warcraftlooks@gmail.com. If you have gold making ideas about transmogrification, send them to powerwordgold@gmail.com. And if you have questions, gold tips, we have a few of those, I think, that we're going to probably put into the next podcast. You can send MP3 to poweredgold@gmail.com. I think that's enough time saying poweredgold@gmail.com. As yeah. always, you can find us at poweredgold.net, Twitter at poweredgold, Facebook.com/poweredgold, and Joaquin, what's your Twitter?
Yeah, my Twitter is Joaquin, which is spelled Jokinee. Also, visit Power Word Gold so I get some beer money. No, joking. I don't get any money from it.
Hey, I'll tell you this. I'll give this guarantee. If you guys give beer money, I will get it to Joaquin somehow. If you if you send a donation, now Power Word Gold has a donation button. And on the upper right hand corner, you can click donate, and there's a whole list of all the different donations. We don't often ask for donations, but because Joaquin needs beer, if you donate to Power Word Gold and donate, even like there's a $9.99, $29.99, whatever, donate some money. I'll figure out a way to get it to Joaquin so we can keep him from starving, from getting thirsty and dehydrated in Finland. So just make sure you're in your PayPal that you that you specify it's going to Joaquin's beer money.
Yeah, and because I kind of wrestle with polar bears if I don't get any beer. People actually think that there's polar bears in Finland, but there's not.
But that's because it's close to Siberia, right?
Not too close.
Yeah. One last plug. If you're a Redditor like I am and you go to reddit.com a lot, check out reddit.com/r/wowgoldmaking if you would like to get some tips that way too. So, all right, Joaquin, do you want to sign us off? I think that about says it all. So, thanks. Thanks again, Joaquin.
That was the sign off. You need to edit it.
All right. Well, we will see you guys all next time. So, as always, have a good one and awesome.
Yeah, Ruski's in the road.
Music for this episode of the Power Gold Podcast includes "Ich Trinke Gerne Bier" by Alphonse Bauer from Bauer vs. Bauer, used under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 Unported License. If you'd like to find more from Alphonse Bauer, you can check it out at alphonsebauer.com.
alphonsbauer.bandcamp.com. Also used in this episode of the Power Gold podcast, where I'm Still Waiting, Promises, and Your Fortune from Your POV, from Your Fortune, used under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 Unported License. You can find more from Your POV by heading to 8bc.org/music/YourPOV. For more information about Creative Commons licensing, head to creativecommons.org.